I can't believe it's cold already. It's only October.
You should have dressed warmer.
Oh, so I should take advice from the woman who wears the shortest possible skirt for grave robbing?
A girl has to look her best at all times. You never know what the night might bring. Especially with such a handsome man for company.
Shut up, you two. I'm trying to concentrate. Hey, can you hold the flashlight for a sec? I need to check the documents. Okay, good. Now shine it on the gate. And over here on the stones. Look, that's the symbol. The circle, the star, and the eye. This is the place. All right.
Well, I suppose you must be right. That tomb looks like one of the drawings in the book.
Wait, is this it? Really?
Yeah. What? Is it not to your demanding specifications?
Ugh, no, it sucks. It's old and run down and just gross. I thought it would be, you know, pretty. Or that at least someone would have mowed the grass.
Shut up. You're only here because you're useful. If you're whining out ways that we can find someone else.
She'll be fine. She's just not used to the same sort of lifestyle as we are.
What about you, dude? Are you still with us? You haven't said anything. We can't have you cutting and running when things get serious.
Hey, leave him alone. He agreed to come out here on short notice, and we're still not even sure the treasure really exists.
And I like the strong, silent type. Maybe we can steal away later behind one of these romantic old mausoleums and finally get to know each other.
No, isn't the time. We have to find the place and get out fast. The cops are distracted with the big Halloween party downtown, but they patrol this area too. You just need to get in, grab the treasure, and get out.
Okay, but...
But what?
Are you sure? I mean, not about doing this, but whether or not it's actually here. I know there's always been a rumor about gold being buried in the cemetery near here, but this place looks so abandoned.
I hate to agree with her, but she has a point. This place looks like the grave robbers passed through before our grandparents were born.
I'm sure. There's the symbol on the gates, and we eliminated all the other possibilities. This is the only graveyard that is old enough, has members of the right family buried here, and doesn't seem to have been looted by anyone. Besides, he was the one who dug it up in his research, and he hasn't been wrong yet.
Oh yeah, that's right. Isn't this the place that's always been used to bury dead people? The one that never had the blessing of any church? That's creepy, but it fits the stories we've read.
Yeah, you're right. I agree. If the treasure's anywhere, it's here. And we've come this far, we might as well see if this is real. Come on, Ilsa. The faster we get this done, the faster we can get warm.
All right, so we're looking for a tomb with this symbol on it. It looks like an upside-down cross inside of a circle, and the circle is inside of an inverted pentagram.
Oh, wow. That isn't sinister at all. Okay, it isn't over here. You said a tomb, right?
Yeah. A gravestone wouldn't be big enough. There. There's some sort of tunnel under the earth, and... There. There's the symbol. It's faint. And it's almost covered by weeds, but you can see it on the side.
Okay, this must be the place. Here, big man, take this pickaxe and start hitting the wall right next to the symbol.
Why can't we just use the door in the front?
I remember reading something about this in one of the books he found. The door is fake. It was never meant to open. But this part of the wall is weak. Look at that. It just crumbled. And there's empty space and stairs going down. I have a bad feeling about this.
Okay, you go first. I'll be right behind you.
Hey, why does he have to go first?
Because he's a big, strong man who wants to protect us. And he has the pickaxe. Come on, he'll be fine.
Okay, we'll be right behind you, okay? Just take it slow and...
Watch out! Shit! The floor gave out! He fell down! I think I can see him!
Oh shit! Are you okay? You should stay where you are. Don't move in case you broke something. We can climb down pretty easily.
Okay, here we are. Does it hurt badly? No? Okay, I guess that's a good sign.
Guys?
Not now, Lacey! Okay, your pants are torn up pretty bad. I'm gonna fill your leg and check if there's any fractures. I'm gonna be as gentle as possible, but it might really hurt, okay? There. Yeah, that feels good.
Oh my god, you're supposed to be checking on him, not feeling him up.
Guys.
Listen, I have to be thorough. Okay, yeah. You feel... Oh, that's not your leg. You're fine. I mean, you feel really good. Listen, nothing is broken. I think you can stand up.
Guys!
What?
Look! That's gotta be the treasure, right?
It's a locked box with some writing on it. It's not big enough to be a coffin. I think she's right.
Let me get a better look at it. Those who are wise leave this place. This chest is the ward and the gate. Do not meddle with things best left sealed. Here, help me with this lock. I think we can break it with the pickaxe.
Wait, I don't think we should be doing that.
Susie, I don't normally agree with Ilsa, but this doesn't feel right. Why would that be there?
Relax, it's just to scare us off. It's like the writing in the books we were checking.
Well, it's open now. Might as well see what's in there.
I guess I'll do the honors.
Wait, there's something... Oh. We are no longer in the void. It was so, so cold.
It is so good to finally have a body again. To feel the heat of the living.
And we even get to feel through the bodies of these useless living sluts. Oh, I'd forgotten what it is to want to fuck so badly. This one is very aroused already.
Well, lucky for us, these fools even brought a cock with them. How convenient.
And it's attached to a man. A living man. A pretty, pretty man. Aw, don't be afraid, pretty man. We won't hurt you. At least, not any of your important parts. Fingers, tongue, cock. We might take your eyes, though.
Shh. Ignore her. She just likes to get a little rough with her men. We won't be like that. We'll be good. We'll let you come in us. And on us. You can do whatever you want to these bodies. Because we don't care about them.
Do you know how many centuries it's been since we've had the privilege of a warm cock inside of us? Do you really think you're gonna get out of here without paying us proper tribute?
He's running! Get him!
Oh, not so fast. I've got him. Get his pants off while I hold him down.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Don't struggle so much, pretty man. We're so much stronger than you. The very might of hell runs through us. In life, we gave ourselves to Satan. And tonight, he gives back.
Just relax and enjoy it. Oh, did I get your skin with my claws?
He was good in his own blood. But we're wasting time. Get on top of him.
Yes, yes. Fuck him already. I want my turn with the pretty, pretty.
Hold him steady. I need him inside me.
Look at her go, the slut. The human she rides must be incredibly horny.
God, she's so lucky getting his cock first.
Oh, sisters, it's such a lovely cock, too. It's warm and throbbing. And I can already tell it's full of cum to give us over and over and over again.
Good. I don't want him to run out until I've tasted him.
And I want his cum inside of me. The body I inhabit has thought of nothing else for a long time. You must have made a strong impression for all these women to want to fuck you.
Listen to him moan. He must have wanted us as well.
You had better not come first. I'll kill you if you do. Oh, I can't abide a gentleman without courtesy.
Hey, don't kill him. Most of the men will be possessed and those won't be any good for fucking. So we have to keep this one alive and intact for as long as possible.
Besides, it would be a sin to waste such a pretty, pretty man. In fact, I think I'm going to make use of his face, since he doesn't need to speak to be helpful.
This is how you'll be from now on. Just our property to be used and fucked and sucked for our pleasure.
A pretty little toy. And each time we come, we take a little more life from you and get more powerful. It's really quite a sacrifice you're making for our benefit.
Yes, it won't kill you, but it lets us stay on this plane of existence. It opens the gates of hell just a little bit wider.
And we're so appreciative of your contribution. Satan always remember those who sacrifice to him.
Hail Satan.
I can't believe these bitches are taking their time with you. I can't wait. Give me your hand. Your fingers will have to do for now. That's it. Keep pushing those inside. Don't get distracted. If you let up, I'll cut your hands off at wrist.
Use your tongue. Don't slow down. If you do, I'll suffocate you.
Bust with your cock. Do it. Go deeper. Don't commit.
Fingering me. Don't stop.
Come for us.
Oh, come for us.
Come on me. And on me.
Oh my God, what was that? What happened?
Oh God, what did we do?
Fuck, I've cum all over me. And, oh God, did we rape you?
I'm sorry, but we do not have time to deal with this right now.
What? What's more important than him right now? Look at how he tore his clothes off, and is he bleeding?
I know it's bad, Ilsa, but we can't do anything about that now. Listen.
Oh, what happened to us? It must be happening to other people, too.
Maybe the sex saved us? I don't know. It doesn't matter. We've got to go now. Here's your pants. Get dressed while they look outside.
Okay, I took a look outside, and it looks like zombies.
Holy shit.
Yeah, I mean, they seem to be talking and smarter, so they're definitely possessed like we were.
They don't seem to have heard us yet. They're not coming this way, so we can sneak out quietly. Let's go.
Great, there seems to be less of them this way. Come on.
Oh, God, no, there aren't. They're coming out of the ground.
Who even are these people? Why were they buried in robes and masks?
We don't have time to waste talking about this. Come on, we have to get out of here.
That way, towards the town. Maybe the police have things under control. Oh, my God, do you see that? The town it's on fire. Oh, and there's so much screaming. What happened?
This happened there, too. Maybe it's happening everywhere. Oh my God, what did we do?
Fuck! There's only the one road. Wait, he's going up the road onto a path. I didn't see that before.
I'll follow him anywhere as long as it's far away from here.
Let's go.
God, are we still being followed?
It doesn't seem like it. Those things aren't quiet. I mean, we would have heard them.
But they're smart. They're not mindless zombies. They're definitely capable of thinking.
Lacey is right. We have to find shelter. A place that we can defend. Where we can hide and rest until morning and figure out what to do next.
What is that? It looks like a building coming out of the mist. Is it a house? No, it's too big to be a house.
Wait. I recognize it from one of the books we read. It's a hotel. It's the Hotel Inferno.